Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner was one of the first lawmakers to pivot on gun control. He maintains an A rating from the National Rifle Association, but says he's now open to restricting assault weapons. Northern Virginia Democrat Jim Moran is calling for further reforms. He's introduced legislation to require background checks for every gun purchase and to require gun owners to report any lost or stolen firearms.
More than two-thirds of all NRA membership support every provision within the bill, but the gun manufacturers and thus the leadership of the NRA opposes all of them. And through political intimidation, I'm afraid they're going to continue to get their way.
Sixth District Republican Bob Goodlatte is the incoming chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. He told Roll Call he opposes new gun control efforts, only to walk that back, saying he's going to listen and to carefully review recommendations from the president's new gun task force. Goodlatte's office never responded to an interview request. Moran says he thinks GOP leaders are going to block gun control measures.
I don't see the House Republicans accepting anything meaningful. But if we don't do something, we will clearly be complicit in the next massacre of innocents.
Moran says he's pessimistic about the chances of changing gun laws, in part because of how lawmakers reacted to the shooting at Virginia Tech.
When 32 students were killed at Virginia Tech, we chose to do nothing. In fact, the Virginia legislature even deferred to the NRA agenda and passed even laxer laws.
Toby Caranta lost two of his friends at Virginia Tech. As the president of the D.C. Young Democrats, he's now pushing for stricter gun control laws. Caranta says the latest tragedy must spur lawmakers to action.
Well, I think it's important to be respectful of the people who are grieving. I certainly have been in that position myself. You know, it's important to address these issues. It's important to talk about them, and it's important to be respectful, but we must talk about them. And now is the time.
Still, some Republicans, like Virginia's Morgan Griffith from the 9th District, say it's too early to discuss gun control.
Well, here's the bottom line. I'm doing a moratorium on any new town discussions other than the column that I put out that dealt with tragedy and Christmas.
That column offered condolences and pointed readers to a poem that deals with sorrow and hope. There's no mention of the gun control debate that's now boiling on Capitol Hill. 2nd District Republican Scott Ridgel says the issue's time has come.
It's absolutely the time to come together and have a thoughtful national discussion about this. The tragedy is unspeakable.
Ridgel says he's open to some of the ideas he's heard, like limiting the number of bullets in a magazine.
Something's got to give here. We've got to move in a direction that protects our children better than we are now. And I'm a lifetime hunter, a lifetime member of the NRA.
Ridgel says he's hoping lawmakers can put partisanship aside on this issue.
I think there are multiple components of it, and I think access to guns has to be considered. And certainly people with mental health problems, they need to have access to mental health services, but not access to weapons.
The 112th congressional session is quickly drawing to a close. That means any work on gun control will have to wait until next year. Advocates fear the delay could move the issue to the back burner once again. I'm Matt Laszlo.